because it's a lie. Contrary to what Ignatius teaches, it is perfectly acceptable to hear accusations against an elder, including a bishop, if those accusations are made before witnesses. Now, Ignatius takes the office of bishop way, way, way up into the sky. That's why he said you can't even listen to anything bad about him. Now look what he says next. There is no elect church, no congregation of holy people, no assembly of saints without bishops. Ignatius insists that there is no lawful baptism, offering, or love feast without the bishop presiding over them. He was really, this is one of the guys that took the bishop. And Rome, the Pope is the Bishop of Rome. This is a real official title. Jesus said that where two or three were gathered together in His name, He was in the midst of them. It is the presence of Jesus, not the presence of a Christian bishop, that validates a gathering of the saints. Ignatius goes on to say, anyone in the church who does anything apart from the bishop and the elders and deacons is defiled. He said the Spirit spoke to him in the middle of that paragraph there at the bottom. The Spirit spoke to him and said, the Holy Spirit proclaimed these words, do nothing without the bishop. Ignatius went so far as to say that whoever does anything without the knowledge of the bishop serves the devil. And whoever becomes well known apart from the bishop has destroyed himself. So that's his standard. Page 32 at the bottom. He says Jesus still has a fleshly body. We know that's not right. It's very interesting on page 33 in the middle. Ignatius teaches that Satan backed out of his plan to crucify Jesus at the last minute because he perceived his own destruction was at hand. He said that it was Satan who inspired Judas to take the money back to the priest because he wanted to back out of his plan. And that it was Satan who gave Pilate's wife a tormenting dream about killing an innocent man. So that Satan was trying to get Pilate to save him. That's what he's teaching here. This is pure fiction that glorifies Satan and not God. Satan could not possibly have attempted to back out of his plan to crucify Jesus because to crucify Jesus was not Satan's plan at all. It was God's plan to give His only begotten Son for the sins of the world. Oh well. Moving right ahead. Top of page 34 is pretty typical still today. Ignatius thinks that Satan is an angel. Now, but as far as salvation at the bottom of page 34, Ignatius says, the believer who has become dull of hearing the word of God and sets at naught his doctrine shall go to hell. He is equally firm about those who follow a heretic, like himself, saying, if any man follows him who separates from the truth, he shall not inherit the kingdom of God, and if any man does not stand aloof from the preacher of falsehood, he shall be condemned to hell. According to him, great danger exists for those believers who desire to live according to the Jewish law and the circumcision of the flesh. Everything Ignatius writes on the subject of salvation is fairly well summed up by these words. There is set before us life upon our observance of God's precepts, but death as a result of disobedience, and everyone, according to the choice he makes, shall go to his own place. And that's true. That's true. Spiritual gifts and power, he mentions them along the way. Miraculous things happening. I thought it was really interesting on page 36. He said Jesus, the first statement was that Jesus tormented the devil while he was here on earth. And the truth is that the time for Satan's torment has not yet come. But the next one is what was interesting to me. Ignatius addresses a large portion of his letter to the church at Philippi directly to the devil. I mean, he writes the devil. Ignatius does not explain why he thinks the devil was at Philippi, or why he thinks the devil would even read his letter if he wrote him. Actually, it seems unlikely that Satan would be at Philippi, since Jesus said that Satan's seat was at Pergamos. It could be that the Philippian church was expected to forward this portion of Ignatius' letter to Satan,